calling. Find it at starbeacon.com/monster.
At St. Michael's Bookstore and Gifts on 229 Broad Street in beautiful Conneaut, Ohio, we are dedicated in helping individuals and families gain a deeper understanding and love for the teachings of the Catholic Church. In answering Pope John Paul II's call for all Catholics to join in a new evangelization, we utilize modern technology to assist us in sharing life-changing Catholic books and gifts throughout Ashtabula County and now the entire United States. You can shop at our store at 229 Broad Street in Conneaut, Ohio, as well as our new online store at www.stmichaelsbookstore.com. That's www.stmichaelsbookstore.com. We look forward to assisting you now and in the future. We hope you enjoy your visit to our new website as well as St. Michael's Bookstore in Conneaut inside the Walking on Water radio studios. Please make us your choice for all your Catholic buying needs, as your purchase helps us to continue to bring you all the wonderful Catholic programming you hear on 1360 AM. Have a great day and God bless.
Hello, this is Father Benedict Rochelle with a little thought for today on mercy. Mercy's a marvelous thing when you're receiving it. And we all say, oh Lord, have mercy. God, have mercy on me. And we hope in divine mercy. But Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now that's looking at it the other way. Are we merciful? Am I merciful? Do I make allowance for people's shortcomings and failures and the times they overlook things? Are we merciful in our judgment of people whose sins are celebrated by the media? Do we have mercy even on those whom we don't like? This is a merciless time. A Christian should be merciful.
A message from EWTN, Global Catholic Radio.
Rene Bondi, our good friend from California, and she's—I'll tell you what—if you're looking for inspiration, Rene Bondi is the person to look up. I mean, she's just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. Joining Michelle and I this morning on the phone is Lisa Hendy, our good friend from CatholicMom.com. How are you doing this morning, Lisa?
I'm great. Hi, good morning, Gary and Michelle.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, how you been?
I'm doing great. Yeah. It's May. School's almost out for summer. I'm in a great mood this week.
Oh,
and it's
good.
Mother's Day this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
why
they tell us.
And that's why you're here, because you're going to help
yes.
people, aren't you?
You know, I love Mother's Day mostly because I have such fond memories of it from my own childhood. So I still look at it as a wonderful time to celebrate all the mothers in my own life. And now that I'm a mom, it has new meaning for me as
mm-hmm.
well. So it's a great time.
It is.
What kind of ideas do you have for our listeners there, Lisa?
You know, first of all, I want to say that we think right away of celebrating our own mothers, but I think this is a wonderful time as well to remember the godmothers in
yes.
our children's
mm-hmm.
lives. And so I hope we'll all take an opportunity to reach out to them this week and to have our children do something special for their godmothers. And also a great time to remember the souls of mothers in our lives who have been deceased and
mm-hmm.
to maybe take our children to church and light a candle for grandmothers who have passed
mm-hmm.
away or special relatives that
That's
we don't
great.
Want to forget about them, and also to reach
oh, exactly.
out to people who don't necessarily have a mom to celebrate the week with or a mother who may not have a child to celebrate with her.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
we want to reach out to others.
Yes.
And we hear a lot this week about, you know, all the TV talk shows are talking about the latest gift or gadget you might want to buy for mom. But most of the moms that I know, I think, really would love to have the gift of time with you.
Exactly.
So, you know, forego the 12 dozen roses and 15 cards that cost $4
Exactly,
And focus on making this a special time to celebrate mom with your time and with the love that you have. And there are lots of ways to do that. I think that one of the things that was instituted in my childhood that I still love is a spiritual bouquet, you know, which is just a simple handmade card, and we moms like those the best.
That's true.
Stating that you're going to be praying for your mother and, you know, and the intentions of her soul, whether that be through rosaries or masses or even simple Hail Marys and Our Fathers. I think that's the best gift that we moms can receive. And then, of course, along the line of prayer, the best thing is always to make sure you go to Mass with Mom on Sunday morning. At my parish, they kind of make a big deal out of Mother's Day, and all the mothers are invited to stand and receive a special blessing. And so it's really special to be there with your mom as she celebrates Mass on Sunday morning.
It's it's really nice to hear a different way of thinking about Mother's Day. I mean, I love the way what you're presenting. I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, that's what it should be about.
Yeah,
spending time
you know,
with
I
your
think
loved
that
ones.
We've gotten such a commercialized focus on it that the holiday actually, it became an official holiday in 1914. President Woodrow Wilson was the first to, you know, to formally say that this would be a nationally celebrated holiday, but it's been celebrated for years before then. And back then, you know, they didn't have digital frames or the latest barbecue gadgets to provide for mom. So the focus of the holiday is really to celebrate the joy of being mom and all that our mothers do for us. So,
and keep our blessed mother in your prayers,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. And this is Mary's month, so it's such a wonderful time for the month of mothers when we can turn to her. We as mothers need to be doing this every day, not just on Mother's Day.
That's
as
for guidance.
Our example of the ultimate motherhood.
Exactly.
The ultimate Catholic mom. If you do want to actually buy something for your mom, I have a couple of gift ideas that I think would be perfect if you guys would like for me to share those.
Absolutely.
As well.
Love it.
Go for it.
Well, I have some of my favorite books by Catholic mothers that I think would be just a wonderful thing to tuck with a nice handmade card for your mom. There's a few of them. The Catholic Prayer Book for Mothers by Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is one of my personal favorites. It's a really small book that can be tucked in mom's purse, and it's really great. And another one like that is Mom to Mom Day to Day by Danielle Bean. Both of those are filled with, you know, real world. What it's like for mom in the real world.
Right.
And then there's a new book out by, you guys are in Michigan, right?
Ohio.
Close.
Oh, you're in Ohio. Well, okay, we Californians, you know.
I know, yeah, I know.
You're east only... of Nevada, we get a little with our geography. There's an author out of Michigan named Heidi Hess Saxton, who's a wonderful woman, and she has a new book out this month called Behold Your Mother. That's a wonderful tribute to Mary and also to motherhood, so that's another one I would recommend.
Oh, great.
And I also love the gift of music, and so there's some great Catholic CDs that you can buy for the special moms in your life. And the three musicians that I'd recommend, Charmaine Adams,
absolutely,
out of Florida, Sarah Bauer, who's not yet a mom but is a newlywed, and Jenny Clement is one of my new favorites.
Okay.
So
I got a gift idea. I got a fabulous gift idea. Want to hear my gift idea?
Yes.
Okay. I think that you should go to CatholicMom.com and buy and buy a coffee mug that says Catholic Mom, celebrating Catholic motherhood. I like those. That's a very neat logo. I love that.
Thank you. And we have a lot of great columns this week about Mother's Day as well.
Oh, great.
Okay, that's great. So let's see. Celebrating Catholic motherhood. So CatholicMom.com. That would be a good place to go for Mother's Day.
Yes, I think it would too. You know, all year long we're celebrating motherhood, but especially this week, the weekly columnists that write for me have done some great things. And one of my favorites this week is a column by our Deacon Tom Fox, who shares a really cute story about his daughter and, you know, the celebration of motherhood. So it's a good place to be this week. It's busy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. Selling a lot of mugs, are you?
You know, I'm happy that you had mentioned that, Michelle. One of my other gift ideas is a Catholic Mom t-shirt or a Catholic Mom mug that you can buy right there through the website, and you can actually have it personalized for your mom.
Oh, that
as well.
Is awesome. You can always use another mug, you know?
Exactly. Fill it up with your favorite Mystic Monk coffee, and there you have it, a great gift.
Yes.
You know, and another gift that I always love receiving is just a day of not having to be the one who cooks all the meals.
That is so true. There is no gift like that, is there? You know, I just I remember, like, for my birthday, my daughter came over and made us dinner, and that was so awesome. I just cannot believe, you know, I was able to sit down and enjoy myself. And I highly recommend that for Mother's Day, for everybody out there, to come over, go over your mom's house and make her dinner or make her something to eat. Do the housework for her. That is such a gift, and people don't really realize that. They think they have to buy something of, you know, a high retail value, high dollar value, but you cannot replace doing things for your mom, you know.
And we don't care if it's like hot dogs or...
No, and please,
toast, you know?
Please do the dishes. That is important, too.
When I was a little girl, my mom never got out of bed on Mother's Day morning. We celebrated in bed with her, and there were five of us, and we all brought her breakfast in bed.
Awesome.
And it was a wonderful tradition, and we still call her very early in the morning on Mother's Day and say, "We're there with you in bed, Mom."
Oh, she must love that.
Yes, it was a very special memory, and it didn't, you know, always involve presents. It was
Mom's Day, happy Mother's Day, and if you're able to go over and visit with her and just spend time. Time
exactly.
is so irreplaceable.
Right. Yeah, we always say that if the kids want to give us a gift,
just come over.
Come over and go to Mass with
let's
us.
Let's go to church. Yep. Let's go to church together, and they think it's silly and all, but it means a lot to us.
I think that gift of being together for the Eucharist Sunday morning is just the most special thing we can do on Mother's Day.
I agree.
Lisa, one thing we didn't talk about last time you were on, because you're going to be on monthly with us.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to be
here. Oh, me too.
Yeah, this is great. That you have podcasts on your website.
I do.
Wow.
Can you explain a little bit about these podcasts?
It's a relatively new endeavor for me. We started back in August. I say we because my son Eric, who's a 16-year-old, you know, we have to turn to the tech whizzes in our lives.
Yes.
So Eric helped me get it up and running, and he's my announcer for the show, so you'll hear his voice. You can check it out at CatholicMoments.com, and there are links on CatholicMom.com. But it's a weekly podcast where I interview different people who are involved in helping to celebrate our faith. And that might be an author or a musician, or it might be just a mom who's doing something really great in her own home to spread the word. Last week I had an interview with a Catholic priest in the Diocese of Little Rock about his music ministry. So we meet somebody new every week, and it's really exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really great. The Internet is such a great tool anymore. I mean, there's just so much you can do with it.
So much good on the Internet, isn't there?
I've done interviews for years through the website, but there's something about hearing the voice of a person that, you know, really...
That's
spreads
true.
The infectious enthusiasm for what they're doing. And
I agree.
So many people who have great stories to share about the work that they're doing. And so I'm just happy to provide a forum for that. And, you know, speaking of the podcast, we have a big event coming up. I'm affiliated with SQPN, which is the StarQuest Production Network.
Yep.
And you can check that out at sqpn.com. But we have a big celebration coming up in June in Atlanta, and it's being held in conjunction with the Diocese of Atlanta's Eucharistic Congress. And we're going to be down there for the Eucharistic Congress, but then on Sunday the 22nd we'll be having the very first Catholic New Media Celebration, and that's going to bring together people from the new media, bloggers, podcasters, video production people, and not just the people who are making this, but most importantly, the people who are consuming it. So,
oh, that's great.
It's a really exciting event, and probably portions of it will be broadcast over the Internet as well. So if you can't get down to Atlanta in person, you can check out, you know, the events online.
They have a lot going on down there. It just seems like every time something new's popping up, I always hear Atlanta.
Really?
Exactly. I think they're very forward-thinking. Well, it helps that one of the heads of SQPN, Greg Willits, and his wife Jennifer, who run the Rosary Army Apostolate, they live in Conyers, Georgia, which is right down there near Atlanta. And so they looked at the opportunity to have all these people coming for, I guess this is a huge Eucharistic Congress. I haven't been to it before, but, you know, over 20,000 people will be in attendance.
Oh, that's great.
So they decided what a great place to have the very first Catholic New Media celebration as well.
I would put money on that somebody down there is going to pray a rosary.
Oh, you know, I am so excited to go to the celebration, but also I'll be there on Friday and Saturday for the Eucharistic Congress, and it's going to be, you know, a pretty amazing experience. I think I've heard wonderful things about it.
Yeah, they do a great job with the rosaryarmy.com. That's a fabulous website.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, they were the very first Catholic website to add a podcast. They've been a role model for all of us who have added them to our websites, and so it's neat to see the use of that media grow and spread. And a lot of people think that you actually have to have an iPod to listen to a podcast, but you don't. You can actually sit right at your computer and listen to it right there with an internet connection.
And they ask
probably the way that some people are listening to you this morning.
And they actually have a little gizmo. I can't remember what it's called, but it only costs you like $10. Mm-hmm. And you plug it into your speaker outlet of your speakers, and you push the button, and it basically gives off a small radio signal. So like you put your radio in your house or in your car in the driveway, like on 88.5, and it actually broadcasts the internet feed to your radios.
Well, that, if it's only $10, might be a great thing for someone to buy for their mother.
There you go.
There you go. Another nice
Just
idea.
Just don't have the name for it, but it's
boy, we've
got one at home.
Check it out at Radio Shack. But,
there you go.
So, you know, the podcasts really, there are literally hundreds of Catholic podcasts at this point that are a very nice complement to the regular Catholic radio that, you know, in some parts of the country, people don't have Catholic radio.
Right.
That's so true.
So to be able to access radio programming through a podcast is, you know, a relatively new thing, but they are very prevalent these days.
That's great.
And it's funny that you segue to that because Catholic Mornings is now archived in a podcast.
Is it really?
Yes, on our website at 1360WL. So yeah, we actually put one up. So it seems like it's taking over everywhere. And they're great resources.
I think for people like myself who would have to get up at, you guys start at my 4:30 in the morning, I think. So I would love to listen to you by podcast.
That would be
it's
great.
So nice to be able to get it any time. And really, literally for mothers and actually for dads too, busy people working around the house. I mean, I love my iPod for, you know, any kind of housework that I'm doing. And my husband wears his when he's out working in the yard. And that way you can get your morning catechesis and, you know, clean your home at the same time.
That's
true.
Now that's a good Mother's Day gift for the fathers.
Very good. And fathers, yes, very good idea.
Yeah, matter of fact, on Sunday before we went to Mass, I went on EWTN.com and went into their audio archives where they've got like thousands of programs, and I was able to pull up an old Our Father's Plan with Scott Hahn and Jeff Cavins.
Isn't it amazing? I know the things that are available now are just great.
Yeah,
you've got everything from very serious things like that to, you know, Catholic comedy shows to, you know, shows that are all about Catholic music. And, you know, it's really amazing the content that's out there. So that's why I think everybody needs to head over to sqpn.com and check out the network there, because you will definitely find a show that you're interested in.
And I think, didn't rosaryarmy.com do the Catholic show?
They do That Catholic Show,
which is a
tremendous Catholic video production
that
started off last year, and they did their first full season last year, and then this year they'll be doing a new whole season of videos, and these are basically brief 5 to 10 minute action-packed, you know, little pearls of wisdom about our Catholic faith. Very funny, very entertaining, you know, they're just a great thing, and you can check them out on the Rosary Army website.
Yeah, I saw one on YouTube. It was the one about confession. And it was packed. I mean, it was well produced, but it was just packed, filled with information, and within 8 minutes.
Exactly. And that's the key to the whole thing, I think, is Greg and Jennifer have really studied how to put these videos together in a way that will make them morally and catechetically sound, but also, you know, very entertaining, so people want to watch them.
Absolutely.
So it's another use of the new media that's, you know, really showing how we can evangelize our faith in non-traditional ways and help spread the word. Somebody might not necessarily know what they're getting into when they see that Catholic show on YouTube, and, you know, before they know it, they've learned something about the Catholic faith and been entertained in the process.
And
those videos have been viewed hundreds of thousands of times.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of hits, especially on YouTube and stuff. But, I mean, that's the call of John Paul II, you know, the new evangelization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect, I mean, the podcasting and the videos online, I mean, you're answering the call right there.
It is. You know, I was really lucky during the visit of the Pope, Pope Benedict, which was shortly after we talked the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a call from CNN, and they invited me to be on a panel that they did with Catholic bloggers who were covering the Pope's visit that way over the Internet. And it's just so, you know, exciting to see that not only do we have traditional media sources covering things like the Pope's visit and things that are happening in our church, but also that you can hop online anytime and really find, you know, great resources about the Pope's visit. We actually had podcasters who were there, you know, covering the visit, attending personally and covering it in podcast format, which is sort of a new way of looking at, you know, media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you brought that up because that was going to be one of my questions, but I forgot.
How
did that go with CNN?
You know, it was very surreal. I don't know that I'll ever be invited to do it again, but I was very happy to do it that time. And, you know, I wisely, first of all, asked for prayers from just about everybody.
I remember. I got the email.
And I really felt them that morning because I felt relatively calm and prepared to respond to. It was really quick. But there was one question that was sort of CNN-ish, designed to spark a little bit of controversy, and you know, asking about how the Pope's visit was being received. And basically, he was asking if people were critical of the Pope because you know, because that's what CNN wants to do.
Right.
I know.
Stir
and it was very nice to wholeheartedly respond that people were so enthusiastic about the papal visit. I'm sure you guys felt that as well.
Oh,
we felt
I've
it.
I've had so many people in my life who are not Catholic telling me how much it meant to them that he was here and how moved they were by the words that he was sharing in his different addresses and the homilies that he gave and things like that.
You know, as much as people get upset with, you know, George Bush with the economy and all that, you have got to, you know, applaud him on how he handled that. And, I mean, he...
Meeting our Pope at the airport.
Oh, I mean, he just, he handled that with so much respect.
It was a very touching experience to watch that, and I wish that I could have been there in person, but I was really glued to EWTN.
Oh,
all
so
week.
Are we. So are we, yes.
I just couldn't get enough of it, and then to be able to write about it and to sort of, I have that now as my own personal scrapbook, and I'm working on going back in the weeks following, and one per week I'm downloading the texts of his different addresses and really trying to study them because... I don't know, I'm a slow learner, I guess, but it takes me a while to be able to really digest what this Pope is saying. And,
oh, he's something
you know,
else.
We've heard that he's not a soundbite Pope, and
right.
we really do need to take the responsibility to download his words and to pray with them and to really see what they mean in our lives and to share them with our children as well.
Yeah, we've had people come into the radio station and bookstore asking for it, and we've just been printing it off and giving it to them because, I mean, people want it. You know, if they don't have the Internet, they want to see word for word what he had said.
I mean, and his writing is so tremendously packed with wisdom, and,
and
he was very concise in many of those statements, but I mean, the thoughts that are in there are just so profound, and you know, his whole message of hope is something that we so desperately need in our country right now.
Yes, he's something else, though. I have to agree with you. I have to sometimes listen to his or read, you know, his speeches over and over again to really digest it, you know? I'm glad to know it's not just me, but he is so highly intelligent, so well-educated. He speaks, what, 7 different languages or something?
I think it's actually 10.
10
and
different
he
languages.
And them all very well. So.
Oh, did he do an awesome job speaking English at the masses, didn't he?
It really was amazing, and I was sitting there sort of blogging as he was speaking, and I would have the, shortly after each of the homilies began, they would make the official text available online, so you could actually sit there with the words that he was speaking and read them as he was speaking them, which helped me with understanding and sort of digesting it, but, you know, just each sentence of each one of those addresses is just really... you know, very quote-worthy and filled with a lot of things that we need to be hearing as American Catholics.
You know, it's ironic, too, isn't it? He's 81 years young, isn't he? I mean,
I was having a hard time keeping up with him.
Oh, yes, yes, he's something else. You really can't explain it except that he's been called by God, you know?
And one thing that I loved in watching him on television was his interaction with every person,
yes.
You know, the people who were lucky enough to be able to have sort of a personal moment with him,
right.
How he gazed into each of their eyes and
exactly.
How you could tell that his attention was really fixed on that moment with that person.
Exactly.
It was really, truly amazing that the youth rally at Yonkers, when those children were able to go up and be blessed by him
mm-hmm.
personally, to watch him with
great.
Each of them was really amazing. And the same thing at Ground Zero.
Oh, I know. That was something else, wasn't it?
Lisa, I think we have our new role for you.
Yes.
You are going to be our internet guru.
Well, I'm happy to play any role that you guys would like for me to play. And I,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm just one little mom with a laptop. So.
But you do. Aww. But I mean, you give us so much information, and the listeners, I'm sure they appreciate everything that you do. And, you know, definitely go to CatholicMom.com. If you go to our website, she's right there on the left side, Catholic Mom. And, Lisa, you do an outstanding job. And thank you for coming on. And we look forward to next month's conversation.
Well, thank you guys for your time.
Thank
and
you
I,
so
I
much.
Wish you a blessed month of May. And to Michelle and all the moms out there, a very happy Mother's Day.
You as well.
You
Lisa,
as well.
Happy Mother's Day.
God bless,
thank
Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there you go, Lisa Hendy from CatholicMom.com making her monthly visit.
Some really nice Mother's Day ideas out there.
Yes, it's not all
it's about the money. No,
right. I mean, you don't have to go out and buy her a $300 microwave. You know, go over and cook
Although
her dinner.
If she needs one.
But if she needs one.
Yeah. But go over and just visit with her, spend time with her, you know, watch her favorite program with her. That,
exactly.
That would be awesome.
I remember
it?
We used to do that with your mom. We used to go over and watch
TV. And just
TV.
Watch TV with mom and
right.
then make her dinner or
clean
at least
up.
Clean up, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
You can't give a better gift than the gift of time with
right.
your mother.
But if you do want to buy her something, come to St. Michael's Bookstore at 229 Broad Street. I'm kidding. I'm
yeah.
not kidding. I'm serious. But
right.
but we have Mother's Day cards at what, 99 cents?
Starting at 99
so,
cents.
So, you know, I mean, it's you know, the card is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, also remember the message that you're going to write inside the
sure.
card. I mean, you know, make sure that you put in there how much you really appreciate your mother. I mean, it's important. But again,
it's something that you shall always remember.
Yep. And I want to thank Lisa Hendy.
Thank you, Lisa.
For coming on.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I want to thank Michaeline.
Yes.
For coming on with
was,
the book
that
Changed.
Was great
and
interview.
Again,
that.
We're going to probably play that again.
Oh, I hope so.
One of our Pro-Life Thursday
I think
episodes.
We need to.
Yeah, because it was, it's to me, a personal testimony mm-hmm. is stronger than anything anybody can bring you.
I agree.
And
there's probably a lot of listeners out there. We'll never know, you know, how many. And to hear the statistics, 1 in 3, that's really profound.
Right. And you know, the common person, they have a testimony. Don't think that you're living this horrible life. And,
everybody has a testimony.
And you're embarrassed or mm-hmm. You're shocked or, you know, you're embarrassed to say anything. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, your story, God gave you that path, that journey
mm-hmm.
to use. And you can probably use that as
a tool. For the greater good.
For the greater good, as a tool of evangelization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may be that you have trouble with your kids and maybe all of a sudden they're in their 20s and now they're married and they have kids. Well, you know, that little part in between of being a baby and mm-hmm. becoming that adult. I mean, there's a story there that you had to work with that child.
Right.
There's your testimony. I mean, you may find somebody going through that you can actually help.
This
and,
is true.
You know, I mean, don't underestimate your story because there's a reason you've lived the life that you've lived. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, God has put you on that path and, you know, make sure that you use that. I mean, it's wisdom.
And never underestimate the power of prayer, like with St. Monica, with her son Augustine. And now he's a great saint and St. Monica, of course.
Yep.
A very, very powerful saint for us women to look at and... If we're having problems with our children, maybe not going back to church, you know, just falling away from the Catholic faith,
right.
Go to St. Monica, go to our Blessed Mother Mary and just ask them for their intercession
right.
for our children.
There
because that's ultimately what we want, isn't it?
Yep.
For our children, for their salvation and our salvation.
Okie dokie. Well, there you go. There's Tuesday's episode of Catholic Mornings. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And
yes,
wish everybody a great day.
Yes, this was a very, very fast morning for me.
And we're far...
It went very quickly.
We're sorry about Father Apostoli's interview, but we will air that soon as time opens up.
We have
up.
To.
Yeah, we will air that.
It was very, very powerful.
Yeah.
We need to air that.
Absolutely.
So everybody can hear it.
Well, stay tuned.
Bishop Sheen.
Coming up next is Teresa Tommy on Catholic Connection. Don't forget, 2 o'clock today, Jesse Romero,
mm-hmm.
our fave. So
yes.
we will catch you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. And and God bless.
God bless. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on Catholic Mornings right here on your rock-solid Catholic radio station, 1360 WOW. Hi, everyone. This is Gary Gerson. My wife, Michelle, and I would like to invite you to join us on the new WOW morning show called Catholic Mornings. Coming up on Wednesday morning, we continue to celebrate the month of Mary as Michael LaCorte from the World Apostolate of Fatima joins us. And, of course, Nancy Mara joins us as she continues her series